1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. We're offering printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program at no charge. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Series theme music is performed by the Kronos Quartet from Pieces of Africa. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
DJ Haim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT, in sound, from way out.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in techno land? RCT Techno DJs in the house! Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Folks, glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff at
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. You are now tuned in to Is Gospel Time here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Great morning, great day to everyone. You are tuned into It Is Gospel Time, but today we'll be doing something different. I am going to have a tribute going on for my daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith, the legendary jazz organist, Hammond B3, mind you, and what they have called the guru of the Hammond B3. Excuse me, I'm still getting things organized here. But I will read you some information on Daddy, where he was from and his background in music and things like that. All right, so I ask that you hang in there with me, share, and let people know to tune in to WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. Or you can live stream, let them know. I'm about to try something right now. Bear with me. Oh, yes. Okay. Let's start out on a positive. A positive note, we're going to start off with some Erica Campbell, because I want your day to be positive, all right? Can we do that? Okay. Here we go. Bear with me. See, I tell you.
Positive.
testament, I gotta tell. Faith, I'm about to flex on him. Study for the test on him. Positive, my God can do it.
All right, guys. Ooh, that's loud in my ear. Okay, I am back. Trying to have me a little coffee. As I said, I will be doing a tribute to Daddy today. So after hearing the positive, let us walk through this day and be positive. Find your happy, all right? Don't run around and allow somebody to steal your happy from you. It's way down there. It's deep inside. Trust me, it is. It is. So, Daddy. The great Dr. Lonnie Smith. He started out and he was born Lonnie Smith. And no middle name. There's no middle name, okay? Lonnie Smith. And he was born July the 3rd in 1942. We lost Daddy September 28th of last year, 2021. Daddy took on the doctor some years later after, you know, getting into his career. As if many of you know, there is another organist by the name of Lonnie Liston Smith. That is not my daddy. And while growing up in school, people thought that it was. As soon as you said Lonnie Smith, and they were like, oh my gosh, you know, and they would spread word, you know, and it was like, no, we had to clean that up. Like, no, that's not my daddy. So, Dr. Lonnie Smith. And Daddy played the Hammond B3 organ. And it's a great story on how that came about. With him getting the organ when he was younger. I must let you guys know, he's never read music. He's never went to school for it. This, I have to say, because there are many of you out there that God has gifted with maybe one or several gifts. And some, unbeknownst to you, you don't even know what you can do. I'm on the airways talking to you. Did I know I would do this? No. Did I know I could do this? No. But God did. Okay. Let's go to reading on. Daddy was a member with the George Benson Quartet. Uncle Georgie from here in Pittsburgh. Now see, Daddy is from Buffalo, New York. Well, he was born in Lackawanna, New York. And he and Uncle Georgie teamed up, and they were such a great hit. Daddy also played, that was in his 60s, and I'm going to start out with that. Actually, the cookbook album, the George Benson Cookbook, and it featured Daddy along with three other artists. Okay, Daddy also played plenty of times with Lou Donaldson for Blue Note Records. He also owned his own label called Pilgrimage. And Daddy had many, many awards. And one of them was, he got the NEA Masters and was that 2017? Yeah. But he was a Jazz Journalists Association awardee 9 times. Daddy had 6 children, 5 girls, 1 boy. I being the oldest, and there's one sister who passed on in September of 2016. So I know if you pull up Wiki, there are some things that aren't correct, okay? It says he has 5 children. When a person loses a child, that doesn't mean that they don't have, you know, that never happened. It did happen. He had 6 children, okay? He has 5 living. So sometimes people, please be careful in how you put information out and you explain things. It's important. It really is. And sometimes you can hurt individuals by not doing so. It doesn't matter how you may feel about an individual, you know, in a family or something like that there, which wasn't the case of my sister. But I'm just saying those things I've heard happen. Just speak the facts, okay? Let's do this. And then we're going to go ahead and play some music from the cookbook album. So, I told you where Daddy was born. He was raised by his mom and stepfather. And the family had a vocal group and radio program. Go figure. I did not know. I did find this out that my grandmother, my dad's mom, she always wanted to be a preacher. Huh. I am that. And I'm in the radio, but it's, isn't it? It's just ironic. And she named me, actually, so. But he stated that his mother was a major influence on him musically, and she introduced him to gospel, classical, and jazz music. So with that said, we're going to go ahead into, wait. Make sure I have the right one. See, this is what I'm talking about, okay? Yeah, I had to switch CDs, players, okay? So, from henceforth, may things run a little bit more smoothly. And let me know, you know, some of you are friends with me on Facebook. Let me know if you can hear me and you can hear the music pretty good, because I'm not sure how that last song went through. I'm thinking that I don't know what the levels and all that, but how it was sounding. So, okay, this first one is, I want you to listen to from off the cookbook CD. We're going to listen to Big Fat Lady. Yes, with Uncle Georgie and Daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith. Thank you. Yes. Oh, Daddy sounds so good. So did Uncle. But I'm going to go ahead and do another one from that same CD, the great cookbook album. And we're going to listen to Benson's Rider. Okay, take in a little more of these guys jamming. This is a I'm doing a tribute to my daddy, for those of you just coming in. The great Dr. Lonnie Smith. I miss him so much. It's been a year since he's been gone and he's left us. But let's take a listen to another song.
Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh my gosh, I had to stop right there, because one thing about my daddy, his playing, he would tell a story. If you really listen, he would actually tell a story in his playing. Just amazing. And that's something right there. And I really hadn't took in on that track right there. My gosh. It was something that I caught. I can't even explain. And I didn't notice it before. But there's quite a few of these tracks that are pretty long, so I will be cutting them short, because there's one more that I want to play a little from that CD, because this is his beginnings. Because he was playing with a few others. I forget who he was playing with first, and then when Uncle Georgie, you know, called upon him and they got together, things just took off. So, one more. This is the Borgia stick. Oh, I forget which one it is. Number. Okay, let's get it. Call myself writing these down so I wouldn't be, you know, taking up too much time. Huh. If I'd have got here a little bit earlier. I was here an hour early, but still, there was much to do and go through. So, all right. Let's carry on with a tribute to Daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Woo! That was, I'm praising God for something. I just had a call, you know. Oh, gosh. Okay, back to more of Daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith, and let's give you some more info. As I said, Daddy passed September 28th of last year, and he was the age of 79. And as far as his early humble beginnings, his mom was a very much influence in his musical career. One thing about Daddy, he did sing, and he didn't care to sing much. So, he really didn't like to sing. He scatted a lot, you know. But yeah, he had a great voice. Daddy could sing, and it was just why. But I need to look at myself on that one. My kids ask me why. I don't. Yeah. All right. Sometimes we have to, you know, yeah, we can ask the question on someone else not doing certain things, but then it's like, okay, turn it around and look at yourself. Why don't you do X, Y, Z? But I did, at some point, I talked to Daddy in the late 70s, and I said, Dad, how come you won't sing? And he did on the Funk Reaction. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to pull that one up. The Funk Reaction album. He mailed it out to me, and he said, well, Vonnie, what do you think? And I was crying. Like, one song that I just cried on, it was awesome. And he sang. It was just, oh, yes. Okay, let's see if I can pull that up. And in the meantime, let's just move on with another of, I'm trying to do the albums in a certain order. I have CDs with me, but I'm trying to do some of them in order this for his life, you know. And not just scrambled all over the place. But if I have to scramble it around, I have to scramble it around. Long as I'm playing him. Because I'm thinking of him, and I want us to all remember the great, humble, and funny. Daddy was funny. He really was. He had a certain humor that some people couldn't get. Things went over their head. But he loved to make you laugh and make you smile. Even through his music. And as I said, his music told stories. It was just, it would draw you in. So here's another from off of Dr. Lonnie Smith meets Martine Auster and the Original Grooves. It's off of that CD. And this one is titled Straight to the Point. Straight to the Point.
Thank you.
These days, everyone's posting online. But here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see, and your family, friends, and even not so friendly people. All it takes is a few clicks, and your image could be all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but one has real consequences. And that's underage drinking and driving. This is the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and WRCT. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions and regular gallery hours, which are every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., or by appointment. Or you can just visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of each month from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPECK or 412-362-7725 or visit the website at speckbrothers.com. All right, folks, we are moving it along. It is 11:43 right here at WRCT, and you are tuned into It's Gospel Time, but I am actually doing a tribute to my daddy, the great, legendary Hammond B3 organist, jazz organist, Dr. Lonnie Smith, who has went on to glory a year ago, September the 28th. So, yeah, I know the year went pretty fast. So, in saying that, you know how many times you put off like maybe going to get your master's or, you know, bachelor's, whatever it is, you know, you want to go to school, you want to learn some things, and you're like, no, it's going to take too long, you know. Those classes are a year and a half or 2 years. Then you turn around and realize a year has gone. Just like that. So, why wait? Why make excuses? Just do it, okay? Get it started, whatever it may be. All right. Yeah. I don't like old cliches, but let me just go ahead and throw it. Time waits for no man. And time is short. So what are you going to do with your time? You can befriend time. The T-Y-Y-M-E, that's me. Yeah, I had to go there. I had to go there. Kicking off of the name. All right, back to Daddy. Dr. Lonnie Smith. Okay, where did I leave off? Let's go through his career. Oh, wait a minute. No. We do have, starting in 1970s, Smith added that doctor title to his name. Mm-hmm. One theory is that fellow musicians called Smith this due to his ability to doctor up their music. Now, yeah, I forgot about that one. So, henceforth, you know, the doctor, because he did it so well. He could just fix whatever you felt was just wrong with your music. Yeah. Another is that he adopted the title in an attempt to differentiate himself from other musicians. Now, I told you it was because of the two Lonnie Smiths, you know, so Daddy didn't have a middle name. All right. And, so he gave himself this was his explanation. He said, I'm a doctor of music. I've been playing long enough to operate on it. I like that. And I do have a degree, and I will operate on you. I'm a neurosurgeon. If you need something done to you, I can do it. But when I go up on that stand, the only thing I'm thinking of is music. I'm thinking to touch you with that music. Mm, feel you on that, Daddy. And he says, I don't think about the turban. I don't think about the doctor. I just think about how I'm going to touch you with music. Okay, so let's go on with more music from my daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith. And this one is off his Spiral CD. And this, the track is titled Mellow Mood. Thank you. Yes. Okay. That was Mellow Mood by Dr. Lonnie Smith, my dada. I have, which I said earlier that I was named by my grandmother, his mom, and my legal name, Samita Levon Smith. And growing up, everyone in the family called me Vonnie, because my mom said that people would mess up my first name, and she didn't like that. So, yeah. Daddy never called me by my birth name, Samita. He always called me Vonnie. And it wasn't Vonnie, it was Vonnie. Now, any of you listening right now, do not do that. Don't do it. You know, you have those people that it's something special for you, but then you have someone else that want to copy it just because they think it's cute, or, you know, oh, that's so nice. And then you see them on the street and they're like, I'm just going to use myself. Hey, Vonnie. And, wait a minute. No. Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that. That hurts a person. Okay, as I said, Dottie didn't really care for singing, but he did it. And one of the great songs that you will know of is Move Your Hand, Cause I Can't See. Hey, Move Your Hand. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. But, I love that song. One thing about that song, that wherever Daddy played, after some time, he did not want to play that one. People, what he said, would ask, oh, move your hand, move your hand. And he's like, nah, mm-mm. He was just so tired of that song. Can you imagine? I think of things in your life that people may want you to do all the time, over and over, and you're like, enough. No, I've got to give that a rest. Come on, folks. Let's give it a rest. So I will play that. But first, allow me to do this one. But, oh, before that, I did write Daddy something. I wrote a song for him. I hadn't finished it all, but I put a poem in it. And so let's see if I can do that for you right now. And it's titled Rare Gem. And I got to perform this publicly for the first time on what would have been his birthday, July the 3rd, and which was on a Sunday. And so I'm there in support of Hugo Cruz and Caminos. And I wind up doing this song because at first, Hugo asked if I can do something to Afro Blues. And I said, oh, I love that. And I would. I said, but it's Daddy's birth date. And I had written something. He said, oh, no, you have to do that. You have to do that. So they actually put music to it as I was going. But let's see if we can. Lord be with the voice. I did sing this for Daddy. I wrote this in June. And he got to hear it three different occasions, just a little bit that I had wrote, but not the poem part. And on the day he passed, he heard it that day, that morning as well, a little. Yeah, just about, I guess, an hour before he went, I would say. Okay, Rare Gem is what I've titled this. Rare are the days I haven't thought about you. Rare are the days I haven't thought to pray for you. Rare are the days when I haven't cried for you as I thought about how time goes by. As I thought about how time goes by. You have been a strong, humble man, always. You have given music for us all days. We cannot forget your gifted expressions as you played the keys in your special ways. The love you had for many will not fade away. Your music will live on all earthly days. Humor and caring and kindness you wore so freely. During a show, without a show, you gave yourself completely. Taking the time to say hi, taking the time to smile, taking the time for a pic, never weary a bit. Having a break for self, ha, you gave of self. Your compassion unblind, the depth of love to mankind. Rare are the days I haven't thought about you. Rare are the days I haven't thought to pray for you. Rare are the days I haven't cried for you as I thought about how time goes by. As I thought about how time goes by. Ooh, oh, as I thought about how time goes by. As I thought about how time goes by. Ooh, yeah. You were a gem. You were that gem. You were the gem. Yeah, you, yeah, you, you were a gem. Yeah, you, yeah, you, you were the gem. I love you, Daddy, and I miss you just as many of us do today. And we're going to play this next song that, even though he didn't like to sing, but he did this, and I think he did it for me. And it's off of his Funk Reaction CD, and it's titled I Need Your Love. And you are tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh. And this is Dr. Lonnie Smith tribute. And this is actually Daddy singing. All right.
I need your love, and I'm so glad I found one. You made my life such a happy one. Girl, I need your love. I've seen so much. I've seen so much in my lifetime. I'll say my love a thousand times. I need your love.
I have found one. You butterfly.